Some young men from Quesadino were stringing their bows to hunt in the vicinity of Monte Seppe. One of them went away from his companions and climbed to the summit, where he found Galgano. At first, he could not recognize him. Since he was in tattered clothes, his face emaciated, and he was in fervent prayer. The disruption had not distracted him. Galgano seemed an unknown and extraordinary object. The young man did not know what to think until he looked more closely and recognized this apparition as Galgano. Calling him by name, he said, "What are you doing here in this place? Your mother and everyone else believe you are in Civitella, near your bride. Now why are you in this wilderness?" To which Galgano replied, "The Lord called me to this very place, so I should be far from the nonsense of the world. Yet I beg you, for your charity, if you would deign to give me a bit of clothing, in order to repair for this season, as well as for decency." Surprised and moved, the hunter gave him a pelt, which with to cover himself, then ran back to Quesadino to tell everyone he had found Galgano. The unexpected news surprised everyone. Some were very moved, while others, as unfortunately happens, began to mutter about Galgano by suggesting frivolity and being of unsound mind. After all, how could a man look upon all human things as despicable when he had formerly put all his trust in them? News came to Galgano's mother, and she came together with her relatives, who were taken aback by the news. They wanted to go to him at Mount Sieppe, so that they could try to reason with him and change the young man's mind. The family worked together as one to try to persuade him to abandon his work by distortion and recall him to Quesadino. As he was supported by grace, however, he was not only able to resist them and justify his conduct, he was able also to console his mother. However, they were not given to defeat. Withdrawing from him, they found it advisable to go and fetch the proposed bride and her father, Antonio Brizzi, so as not to leave anything untried. They returned together one day to that place, so as to give a new and more vigorous assault. The vain maiden, in a lowly act, blushing and sorrowful, nearly reproached him for his disregard. Her father was confused. The urgent relatives thought of going back, and above all, his mother, sighing and weeping. Together they caused such a scene that for one to resist, a force was required that was more than human. Galgano's heart wasn't insensible towards these sweet sentiments, but the divine remained present, and worldly feelings were already in this respect so much more revolting that he did not diminish from his purpose. Rather, he resolved to renounce all things forthwith for the love of God, not intent upon the mere human satisfaction, but to pursue the true good of souls. Thereupon, Galgano showed his mother that true happiness for them both was to be perfectly conformed to the divine will in which alone all goods can be found. He spoke to his would-be bride so efficaciously that she was soon made to understand the vanity of worldly satisfaction, and her soul was instantly turned to the Lord alone. That very day she attempted to retire to the convent of St. Prospero in Siena, of the Cistercian order which had just been founded. Indeed, she has been regarded by many as having been the founder of that convent, where she was consecrated to its faculty and there led an exemplary life. Next, Galgano spoke to his relatives, and he so convinced them that, silent and thoughtful, they left him, and no more had the courage to disturb him. Before they left him, he wished for his mother to bless him, commending himself to her prayers, as he did also for all the others, who then narrated in Quesadino with edification what they had seen and heard.